Again, we welcome you with many thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
It is good to be amongst you once again.
It's good to have you again. I'm sorry we're not all present as usual. But as you probably know, there's a holiday period here, celebrating the end of the ghastly war. And some people are helping with those festivities.
Numbers matter not.
Yeah, so you have said.
But it is good to come to you upon the vibrations of love which surround many of your countries at this particular time.
Yes, it is, must be very noticeable to you, I would think. Such a change from the normal vibrations you would receive from this earth.
If only you all could keep hold of the love that is felt at these times, then your world would be so much better.
It certainly would.
I would like to speak few words upon the love for your brothers.
Yes, please.
What do we mean by love? So often the word is used without the true meaning being searched for. I say to you, what is love? Do we speak of an all-consuming passion for each other? I think not.
No.
That is not what we try to teach you. So, what is this thing called love? It is being shown to you at this very moment in time. It is a tolerance, a great tolerance of other people's minds, of their words, of their conditions. It is non-judgmental. That is what we mean when we speak of love for your brother man.
Yes, we understand.
It does not mean that you carry on blindly, that you look only with partial vision at what surrounds you. Otherwise, how can you deal with the evil within your world if you were to do so?
It would be impossible. Just as a love based on overwhelming passion would be impossible to sustain.
It would die a certain death.
Indeed it would.
So, I would say to you all, firstly, before you utter any words, to stop and think. Because I have told you so many times now that your thoughts are energy which go forward to create their own patterns. So I say, when you come to place judgment upon another, stop and think. Send out those love vibrations as best you can. Because, you see, you can only do so much whilst in this physical overcoat.
Yes, and unfortunately this sending out the thoughts of love sometimes is an extremely difficult thing for us to do, as you well know. Though we may try to do it and wish to do it.
You should not look upon love in the same way as a mother to a child. To a husband and a wife, that is not the love we speak of.
No, quite.
These are emotional passions.
Mm-hmm.
You must search further, deep within your heart, within that thinking part of you, which is your spirit, to recognize what is true love.
I think it's difficult to put it into words, isn't it? It has to be an awareness of our spiritual self reacting to the physical self, of course. But to me it can only ever be an awareness rather than a word experience.
Yes, you are right. But being human, as you all are, you rather like to place these thoughts, these feelings into mental boxes.
Unfortunately, we do.
I want to teach you to widen these areas of your thinking.
Okay.
To open up each of these boxes that you place so much into. To look for the wider scope on all issues, not love, but on many subjects.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be easy for you, but I am going to help you all to try to achieve this. Open up your hearts and your minds to all things, please.
Well, thank you for your help in this.
If only you could see the emanation from your world at this time, you would be so surprised. It is something to be held onto.
Yes.
It shows it can be achieved if you so desire.
But unfortunately, in our present state of living, those emanations don't seem able to survive for long from us. The mundane things intervene again. The selfishness, the greed, the thoughtlessness.
Take it one step at a time. It has to come. What do you say? You have a saying in your earthly life, do you not? liquor, acorns, groves, fig, trees.
Certainly we have that, yes. Again.
So, you see, you have to begin somewhere.
Yes, true. And I hope we are making the right beginning in what we are doing now. At least we think we are.
Tonight, this time, I want to say to you, are you? And I ask this most sincerely, are you prepared to sit? Is there someone who will take over for you?
Am I prepared to sit?
Yes.
Yes, certainly.
For this time, We have someone who would like to speak to you.
Right.
I am happy to give them the time, provided I have your agreement.
Yes, certainly, of course. That should be interpleased.
I do apologize for this, because I have said to you, when there is someone about to come, I would warn you.
Please don't apologize. You can't know everything intimately all the time, and there was somebody with me earlier, I know.
That is why we would like you to sit.
Yes, certainly.
And then, for the rest of the time, we shall see what comes.
Yes.
Are you all happy with this?
Yes.
Please do tell me if you are not content with anything I say or suggest to you. Because you see, without you, my friends, I would not be here.
Yes, we're perfectly happy in what you suggest, aren't we?
Yes, most happy.
But we must have, I will make a suggestion, please.
Yes, please.
I think this lady would be most suitable.
Yes, she is.
To look after you.
Certainly.
If need be. Not that I anticipate the need for it, but as you know, it is better to have someone in control.
Absolutely.
Better to have someone in control.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. Right, I will go and sit now, and you're quite happy to do that,
yes.
Thank you.
I will continue to speak whilst you prepare yourself, and then I will gradually go. So, I will leave you with my love and my blessing now.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, love goes with you. God bless you.
Before you sit, please, who is the person called Andy? You go back a long, long time. He speaks of Sheffield.
Yes.
You know
I know, it's strange to me at the moment.
I leave it with you.
Thank you.
He is around. I would say to you, all my friends, to think thoughts of love for this short period of time. It will help the one who wishes to come. Now I say goodbye to you all.
Goodbye.
Spiritual awareness. that far outweighs any physical comprehension. You use the word in a sincere way, but without really being aware of all implications. The word has been brought down to low level of regard. When you speak of love in physical sense, it is affection, it is attraction, it is passion, but it is not love. I ask you now to consider reason for all true love vibrations which rise from your earth at this particular time. Why is it so? Has it occurred to you that love which produces such wonderful light and energy beyond compare is brought about by suffering, by loss, by agony, by anxiety, by traumas which you cannot imagine if you have not yourself suffered such things. Think on that, my friends. Think on that. Love in the true sense does not arise from well-being, from happiness, from freedom, from want, from good health, from satisfaction of material needs, but from all things contrary to what you would consider to be the basic of love. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
It is important for your development that from this time you think of how true love begins, how it is nurtured, how it can relive in others. Do you understand this? Love is not easily attained, nor can it easily be given. It must be born from the lowest things in order to become the greatest thing. If it were born from happiness, from ease of mind, from ease of heart, then its structure would be that much less. A diamond in your physical earth is formed from incalculable heat and pressure. It does not become a diamond in any other way. And as that diamond is treasured and can give happiness in various ways, so can love born from adversity become its own scintillating diamond for all mankind. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say to you, my longtime friends, think on what I have said. It is not easy to give true love. True love. It is easy to give what you now consider to be love. But we require of you all a greater understanding of real love, a greater desire to achieve that giving of perfect love, so that we can assist you in your forward path. Is this clear? Are you prepared to continue in your endeavors to achieve this?
Yes.
That is good. In my years unseen by you, unaware by you, have not been wasted. I am pleased to know. And to our visitor here tonight, I say that you too will become aware of true love in the years to come. We shall now take you under our wing. You have learned enough since this person has taught to understand that it can be done. Is this clear? I shall not be able to speak with you again for many years, but that does not matter. In times of great joy and celebration, recall this time and remember your promise. try and understand the meaning and the origin of love. God be with you all. My love to each and every one of you, and my gratitude for your patience in listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye to you.